Hello, you are listening to 2 Minute Drill on TCFM. I'm your host, Paul Talamantes, and I'm here sitting with
Junior Prieto,
Michael Chardulo,
Corbin Giannis,
Jack Damon.
All right, and we're just going to jump right into it. Timber Creek is playing Central this week. How do you guys think we'll do, and what do we need to do to win?
I think it's going to be a really good game. This is probably the best game all year so far. I mean, the Abilene game the week after will probably be good too, but I think it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game. I think the defense is, Central's defense is really good, and our offense is really good, so we'll see how that matches up. But I think Timber Creek actually pulls this one out. No, not being biased here, but I think Timber Creek wins. I think 28 or 30. It's going to be high scoring, so I'm going to go with 35-32 Timber Creek. But their DBs are good for Central.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Jack. I do think that Timber Creek will come out with the victory, but I do think it will be a very close, high-scoring game. I think that Central's defense is very good, but I think that the Aries can take advantage of them and maybe get a few deep balls going, and hopefully if our defense can play well, I think that we will win.
Blake Irving, though, too, is doing really good this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I personally think that Central's win over Fossil Ridge was a fluke. You know, I don't think they're that good. But, you know, I'm not going to undersell them. But I don't know. I feel like, I feel that this game is probably more important than next week's game, because judging on this game, it depends on, like, what seed we're going to be in the playoffs. So if we beat Central, we'll be the 2 seed. But if we lose, we'll be the 3 seed. So obviously getting that 2 seed will be a lot better.
Yeah, I think that I think Timber Creek's offense can really show up Central's defense. I think the key here is speed. You know, I really think that the Timber Creek offense can go with speed, and you know their corners, one of them's real big. Like,
yeah, he looks like a linebacker playing cornerback. So, you know, one of the Erics is just, both of them is gonna dust him. Whoever lines up against him, you know, is just gonna dust him.
All right, since y'all were talking about that playoff seed, what do we need to do to make it farther into the playoffs whenever it gets that time?
Well, I think a 2 seed's a big spot, because if you're a 3 seed or 4, you have to play a big team, maybe somebody like DeSoto or so on. So I think what we need to do, though, is keep doing what we've been doing, a high-tempo offense, spread it around, let the wide receivers make some big plays down the field, give Blake Irving a few tries here and there. I think Timber Creek can make it 2 or 3 rounds deep, maybe even further.
Yeah, I think that our football team finally starting to bloom after our school up in, 2009?
Yeah, many years.
I think that we're starting to finally develop a good football program, and I think that we're finally starting to get the players we need to really get us going, and I think that if they can establish a run game and open up the field for both Erics, I think that we can go really deep in the playoffs here.
I feel like we really need to work on our run game, because if we meet someone with a good defense who stops the Erics in our passing game, our run game isn't very strong, so we'll have a hard time scoring.
Blake Irving has looked very good these last couple games, and I think that if he continues, I think we'll be all right.
Now we're going to get into some college football. We have number 4 Washington playing number 17 Utah. Who do you guys think will win?
I got to go with Utah. I like the upset here. But actually, take that back. Actually, I'm going to go with Washington in this one. I think Jake Browning continues to shine. It'll be a close game in Utah, but I don't think the Utes have enough tempo to deal with Washington. I got Washington, the Huskies, in this one.
Yeah, I got the Huskies, too. Can we say a lot of people have Lamar Jackson right now for Heisman. I see Jake Browning as one of the top Heisman candidates right now, and I think that he'll continue here against Utah.
I don't know. I got to disagree. I got to go with Utah with the upset, because my personal opinion is Washington has not really played, you know, a real contender. Once I see it, then I'll believe it. But right now, I don't know. I got to go Utah.
Next game we have on the list is number 7 Nebraska playing number 11 Wisconsin. Who do you guys think will win?
They're probably going to say Wisconsin, but I'm going to say Nebraska. They looked very good up to this point. I think Armstrong has looked a lot better than he has the previous couple of years, and I think that he'll have a big game against Wisconsin. I think it will be low scoring, but I think it will be like 24-21.
That's Nebraska. Where he's wrong. It's in Madison. Wisconsin's defense, you know, they only held Michigan to 14 points. So I think Nebraska gets – or takes the L right here. I think they get upset. I think Tommy Armstrong, like you said, will play – I think he'll play pretty well, but I just don't think Nebraska has enough in them to beat Wisconsin in Madison.
Yeah, you know what? I think Wisconsin, they've just been up and down this season, but I think this game against Nebraska, they'll get back on track. I see them a big W for them.
All right, the third game we have on the list is number 3, Clemson, playing number 12, FSU. Who do you guys think will be the winner?
I think Florida State plays well, personally. I don't know if they win, but it'll be a good game. Francois struggled earlier in the – I mean, he didn't necessarily, but Florida State's defense struggled earlier in the year with the 2 losses. But I think Clemson wins, but Florida State, man, I think they play really well. I think Deshaun Watson, Heisman candidate, I think he plays fantastic in this game. Hopefully he can get the scoring up, but I got Clemson.
Yeah, like Jack said, I got to go with Clemson. You know, they have a really high-powered offense with a lot of weapons. You know, their running back, you know, is very talented. I say he's one of the best in college football. But in my personal opinion, Florida State, you know, all they really got is Francois and Dalvin Cook. And I don't know, I just don't feel like they had the right pieces to win.
Okay. I think that Florida State will win. They have looked very bad. They got creamed by Louisville, and Clemson beat Louisville. But I think that Francois will have a very good game, and I think Dalvin Cook will run for over 200 yards, and I think Florida State will come out with a small victory.
I hope to see Clemson get upset, but I just don't know if that's a possibility.
The last game we have on the list is unranked Michigan State playing number 2 Michigan. It always turns out to be a rivalry game. Who do you guys think will win?
I got to go with Michigan. Michigan State's 2-5 this year. I mean, although it's in East Lansing, I still think Michigan prevails. Yeah, I got the Wolverines.
Yeah, I got the Wolverines too. I think Rudock will have a good game. Jabril Peppers, I think he'll impact this game tremendously, and I think that that Michigan will win.
Yeah, I got to agree with both of them because Jabril Peppers, you know, I think is personally going to, you know, he has a chance to, like, win the Heisman. You know, I don't think he's going to, but he's definitely in the talks for it. And he plays both sides of the ball. He's just a true athlete. And Michigan State really hasn't been the same without Connor Cook. You know, they haven't been gelling like last year, so.
Yeah, I think this will be an easy win for Michigan. But the only thing that I remember is the game last year against Michigan State and Michigan. Michigan State pulling out with the win. I don't think we'll see that this game, but it's always just a good game against these two with the big rivalry they have.
Right, now to get into some NFL talk. We have Green Bay Packers playing the Atlanta Falcons. Who do you guys think will win?
I got the Falcons. I think the Falcons will get back on track here. I think Julio Jones will have another good game. He'll take advantage of that weak Packers secondary where Marvin Jones had 200-plus yards against him, I think. And I expect Julio Jones to have 175 yards and a touchdown here. And I got the Falcons winning 31-24.
I got to go with the Falcons as well. I mean, Matt Ryan struggled this past week against the Chargers. But, you know, I just like Julio Jones against the Packers, weak defense. Other than Ha-Ha and Clinton Dix, I can't really name anybody good on that defense secondary. So I got to go with the Falcons.
You know, actually, I have Green Bay in this one. I think that OT loss against the Chargers, I don't think it's going to, like, really bring their confidence down. But I just think Green Bay is going to get back on track just now. This is the game where they can show they're going to get back on track because the Bears, that's an easy win for them. But I think the Packers, I have them in this one.
Yeah, I got to go with the Falcons because, you know, Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, you know, they're going to do what they always do. But Green Bay, they have some injuries with the running backs with Eddie Lacy and Starks out. So I think that if the Falcons just shut down the receivers, you know, it's going to be an easy game.
I'm really interested to see how Aaron Rodgers plays in that game because people have been saying he looks broken. They don't really know what's wrong with him, but he just doesn't look right. So I'm really interested to see how that goes. Next game we have on the list is the Seahawks playing the Saints. Who do you guys think will win?
I think this will be a really good game, actually. I think there will be a lot of fireworks. I think, but I have the Saints winning this. I expect Drew Brees to throw for over 400 yards here, and I don't 4 touchdowns probably. I just expect, and I know the Seahawks secondary is really good, but I just see Drew Brees coming out and doing what he does best in the dome.
Yeah, I like the Seahawks, honestly.
Obviously.
I like the Saints. I don't even like the Seahawks. But I like how the Saints play, but Seahawks, there's something about them that the defense, I think Sherman, Earl, and all of them are going to get after the Saints. I think Brandon Cooks and Michael Thomas play well, but I just don't think they have enough to match the Seahawks offensively and defensively. They lost to the Chiefs.
Your Seahawks couldn't even beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, Jack is a closet Seahawks fan. He won't say it, but he's a Seahawks fan.
All right, the next game we have is the Lions are playing the Texans. Junior, who do you think will win?
I have the Texans. You know what? I'm just going to come out and say the Texans, I see them winning this one because Matthew Stafford, he's been on a roll, really. His passing yards every single game, they're pretty up there. And I just think the Lions are really starting to pick up that they're going to show that they're a good team. But the Texans, I think that they can really pull out a win in this one. They have the top five defense. Their offense is really struggling, but Lamar Miller is showing, you know, sparks of being good. And I have the Texans beating the Lions in this one.
I got the Lions. I think Stafford will have a big game. I think he'll get all his weapons involved. I think Marvin Jones and Golden Tate will have big games. And I just see Stafford throwing it everywhere, and I got the Lions winning.
I got the Texans in this one, actually. I like Osweiler. I think he's a pretty good quarterback, better than people say. I mean, they talk him down, but I think he's going to bounce back in this game over all the talk. They're still 4-2 if you look at it, about either 5-2 or 4-3 after the Broncos game. But I think the Texans win. I think Matthew Stafford, he's played well in the past few weeks, which I think he'll continue. But I don't think the Lions' defense is that impressive other than the front line. So I got to go with the Texans.
All right, the next game we have is the Patriots are playing the Bills, which should be a really good game. Who do you guys think will win?
I think the Bills will lose, but I think they play it close. I think this is a good game because Brady always struggles against the Bills. I think Tyrod Taylor's played well the past few weeks. Sean McCoy being out, that's going to hurt him. But the Patriots are the Patriots, and Bill Belichick will have them ready, and they're going to win. Simple as that.
Well, Sean McCoy was healthy, I'd say, the Bills. But he's not going to – I think he'll be out this week. I think yesterday he just hurt his hamstring even more. And I see the Patriots winning this. Like Jack said, Brady struggled against the Bills. And I do see them prevailing, though. I think Gostkowski will win it for them on a late game-winning field goal. But I do think it'll be really close. But if the Bills had McCoy, I'd say the Bills would win. But I got the Patriots here.
Yeah, I agree with them. You know, it's Patriots, Bills. I think the Bills keep it close. But now the Patriots have Tom Brady. They didn't have Tom Brady in that fourth game when they played against the Bills. So I think Tom Brady really brings up this Patriots offense. I think they get an easy win, but close. Eventually easy win in the fourth quarter against the Bills.
Last game we have on the list is going to be a really good game. We have the Eagles playing the Cowboys. Who do you guys think will win?
I've picked against the Cowboys in just about every game, but I gotta say Cowboys, they've looked really good, really good. And I think this will be a good game, a really good game to watch. It's gonna be the battle between the rookie quarterbacks. But I do see Dak having a good game. Zeke will get going, like Jack points out every week. But I think Zeke will run for 130 yards, a touchdown or two, and Dak will throw for his normal 250. Two touchdowns, one to Beasley, one to Witten. Cowboys win.
Yeah, I got the Cowboys. You know, it's just, you know, that the rookie combo they have, it's just amazing. And I think this game against the Eagles is going to be really good. Sunday night is going to be a rivalry game into the NFC East. And I think the Cowboys can win this game. And if they do win this game against the Philadelphia Eagles, who just got a big win against the Vikings, I think it could really show something to the NFL.
Okay, yeah, like they said, you know, I'm going to have to go with the Cowboys because I absolutely hate the Eagles. And once they get Ezekiel Elliott going with, you know, the way he runs, and he has 703 yards this season already. So, and Dez is coming back. So that's going to be great for them. So, yeah, I got to go with the Cowboys.
No, I've said it and I said it again, Ezekiel Elliott. And I think the Cowboys win this one. Like he said, the rookie quarterbacks, I'm excited to see this. Dak Prescott on a big stage. But nobody talks about the Eagles' DBs. They have one of the best defenses. And I think Prescott early will, I mean, he's going to be clicking throughout the game, but I think he might go through a few progressions and struggle at times just because, I mean, the Eagles have some of the best DBs, like Cox on defense.
Jenkins,
yeah. They got a few guys who can play, but this is going to be a really key matchup for the Cowboys. Hopefully it'll prove to the Cowboys organization that Dak Prescott is the right quarterback for the job.
Yeah, I'm just going to go against all of them and say the Eagles just for fun, because that'd be really funny to see how mad everyone would be. But the Eagles coming off the victory against the Vikings, I mean, maybe they can keep that momentum going and beat the Cowboys. You just got to stop their offense, score a couple points. But it should be interesting to see. All right, now we're going to get into some baseball talk. The World Series is now set. We have the Cleveland Indians playing the Chicago Cubs. Who do you guys think will prevail and win?
Can we just say tribe? It's Cleveland's year. Believeland. I got Cleveland winning in 6-4-2. Cleveland wins the series.
The Cubs probably have a better team, but the experience on the Indians with a lot of those veterans like Napoli, et cetera, I like Believeland, like you said. I think Cleveland wins in 6 or 7, but I just like watching the youngsters play, like Lindor. I like watching him go out there and play. Chisenhall, he's done really well this postseason. And I like the Indians in this one.
And Andrew Miller, can't forget about him. Their bullpen has been outstanding, and I just think that the Indians' bullpen will be too much for the Cubs.
Yeah, is it just me, or does everybody just want to see all Cleveland team wins after that Cavaliers? Because this city just out down in every single place you can think about. But after that Cavaliers win in the NBA championship,
city erupted.
City erupted. I think it really brought the city to life, and that's what got the Indians on a roll. So I it's not that I really want the Indians to win this, but I actually think they have the team. You know, forget about the experience. I think they have the confidence now to win this World Series matchup against a good Cubs team.
If the Indians win, does that mean the Browns are gonna go 9-7?
Oh my God.
Probably not. That's gonna be the one Cleveland team that probably won't win a championship for at least a while.
We're talking about a dream come true, not like a miracle.
Yeah. But it should be really interesting to see, because the teams both combined have 174 years without a title. So whoever wins, it's just going to be real historic for whoever wins. The NBA season is starting here around the corner, so let's talk about some of the big games that are coming up. We have the Knicks playing the Cavs. Who do you guys think will win?
I think the Knicks win, personally. I like the Cavs. They're both really good teams. I like to watch these good matchups, but I think the Knicks. I think Melo plays good. I think LeBron, it's going to be a good Showtime game, but I like the Knicks with the new team.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I got the Knicks in this one. I think Derrick Rose will have a big game. I think he'll return to his form for a slight bit, then he'll probably get injured again. But I do see the Knicks. If Derrick Rose can stay healthy, I can see them going to the Eastern Conference
Hopefully
Finals.
Melo plays well, though, with the team around him. Usually he just lets them go and does his own thing. Hopefully he can stay loyal and play well.
That's what I was interested to see, if Derrick Rose and Melo kind of butt heads there for a little bit at the beginning of the season. David, what do you think?
I feel like most basketball fans are under the impression that every time you pick up a better roster for the season that you can just come out and start beating people. And like the Warriors, they're a super team now, but who knows if they'll be able to stop LeBron. So I'll have to take the Cavs over the Knicks just because they're a new team. It's like when the Mavs got Rondo and all of them. It's like you thought they were going to be good, but they weren't. So I'm going to take the Cavs over the Knicks.
The next game we have on the list is the Spurs are playing the Warriors, which should be a really good opening night game. So who do you guys think will win?
Warriors all the way. I think that what we've seen in the preseason is just a glimpse of what's to come and more for the Warriors. I think that they'll destroy the Spurs. They'll put up 120. I think it'll be 120-90.
I don't think they'll destroy.
I think it'll be a closer game than that. I think I like the Warriors in this one just because this new team's came together, but I think this new team will work, personally, bringing in Kevin Durant. I think they all spread it out this game. I think the big four, or the whatever you want to call them, the power four or whatever, I think they each have double digits this game. But Kawhi Leonard will play well for the Spurs. I'd like to see him play.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take the Warriors on this one. They're obviously probably the best team in the NBA, considering the fact of all the superstars they have, and they're going to be pretty unstoppable this year until they play LeBron.
Yeah, I would. I'm a Spurs fan, so I would like to say the Spurs. But I think the Warriors will come out because I think it will take the Spurs a little bit with all our new players like Pau Gasol. I think it's going to take us a little longer to mesh, but Coach Pop will definitely get us going after a few weeks, and we should be a contender this season. All right, the last game we have on the list is the Trailblazers are playing the Jazz. Who do you guys think will win?
Damian Lillard goes for 40. Portland wins, not even close.
Yeah, Trailblazers. Lillard will have a big game, like you said. I think Festus Ezeli, I think he's a nice addition for the Trailblazers, and I think he'll have a pretty good game. I can see him going for double-digit points and, like, 12 to 15 rebounds.
Alan Crabb's pretty good, too, for the Trailblazers. I like him out of Cal.
Can't forget about CJ, too.
Yeah, CJ.
I think it's going to be a good game, obviously. I honestly think Portland will come out with the win, considering the Portland's pretty deep, and Damian Lillard is just, in my eyes, one of the best point guards in the league. Top three, actually, if you ask me. So I'd have to take Portland on this one.
Yeah, I got to go with Portland, too. You know, the Jazz, they have a great team. They have some good players. Last year, they nearly made the playoffs. But this game, I got the Trailblazers, and I think Damian Lillard really comes out. And a while back, we did MVP voting, but I think this year, I can really see Damian Lillard winning it. You know, he's the star of that team. He's really good. I think with all the superstars Warriors have, I don't think you can really pick anybody from there. I think Lillard really shows that he's one of the great point guards now.
Yeah, it should be a really fun, interesting to watch, or fun season to watch. You've been listening to 2 Minute Drill on TCFM. I've been your host, Paul Tomantes, and thank you for listening.